This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And look, I know people don't on the left don't want to say the name Trump. But you said before, we had a mini recession at the end of the pandemic that we bounced back from.
At the beginning of the pandemic, we had the fastest bear market in history. We saw this with the swiftest recession in history. The bottom fell out of our economy, and guess what? We had the fastest turnaround in the history of America. And it was all mostly organic. Yeah, we did save, you know, they obviously printed money to help people when you stopped them from working, but we let Americans be Americans.
We let Americans be Americans, man. When you know that there are some extenuating circumstances that have led to where we are in our economy right now. Do you remember people talking about the V-shaped recovery? That was to suggest that we were going to plummet down because of the pandemic, because we shut everything down, because we kept people from working and we decided to pay them with money that we didn't have money that they weren't making in their paychecks to take out for tax dollars. And then it goes through the government and they hand it back to you. And they're like, here you go. Say thank you. Just like what I say when I talk to Molly. Say thank you. When Molly walks up to me and hands me something, she says, thank you. It's hard to teach a 50, like, please and thank you are big in my house. Very important issues. She says, I think she says more, but it kind of sounds like mom. Like if she wants something, she points out, she's like, ma, like it's this shriek, this holler. And it's like, ma, it sounds like she's saying more, more, more. So we keep going, say, please, say, please. And when she hands us something, we say, thank you, to like teach her to say thank you. But she just says thank you when she gives it to you. Cause that's what, when she gives us something, we say thank you. So that's what she says now. I'm struggling with it. The government wants you to say thank you. The government wants you to get your money back from them after they take it from your paycheck. And then they want you to go, okay, yeah, all right. And then thanks for helping us. Thank you for being there for me. That's what good government is. Wrong-o. Get out of the way, just like Charles Payne was talking about, just like he was saying. The biggest competitor that business has right now is its own government.
And this right here, you got a warm business. You got a war on success. You put green energy in the green utopia above the average American. It's a different circumstance, and that's why it's so desperate right now.
It's a different circumstance. And here's the question, and this is what I'm going to look forward to talking to Stephen Moore about at 105. Listen to what Charles says.
This is
here.
so volatile right now, so dramatically moving to the downside that we'll be oversold at some point, and all of these things. Listen, the reason the Fed wants to do this is that people get broke, you know, and when you're broke,
You borrow money. Oh, my goodness. It's so cyclical.
It's sad to say, but once we lose a million or two jobs, then they think their job will be done.
Charles Payne?
Yeah.
The truth hurts.
It's sad.
But we all want to know the truth.
The saddest part, though, is it didn't have to be this bad.
That's exactly right. It didn't have to go this way. It didn't have to be like this. And the way that the economists fix this problem is to make some people go broke. People are going to have to lose their jobs. Didn't have to be this way. The only thing that indicates to me that the Biden administration understands that inflation is a problem is that they named their energy bill the Inflation Reduction Act. It doesn't reduce inflation, but what it does do is it acknowledges to people on the outside who aren't going to take the time to read the bill. And good grief, those bills are so huge that a lot of times the people who vote on them don't even read them. When you have the administration name their climate and energy bill the Inflation Reduction Act, what that means is that they know that it's an issue to you and they want you to know and believe that they're paying attention. But really, it takes very little effort to dig just a little bit under the surface to find out what they care about. And what they care about is not what you care about. And if they are elected to represent you and what they care about is not what you care about, then they don't represent you and they don't respect you. They actively disrespect you. The people who are elected right now and who have voted yes on this bill, the Inflation Reduction Act, that spends a ton of money, a ton of your money, disrespect you so much that they take their number one priority and they call it something that they feel that you're going to hear and go, oh, well, that's swell. Thanks for paying attention to my needs. And then you're just going to go about your day and go to the grocery store later that night and be like, oh, it's okay. Biden's on it. Yeah, he's on it. He's got his fingerprints all over it. Inflation is through the roof because this administration doesn't respect your needs. They don't respect your wants. They don't respect your struggles. So much so, in fact, that they relabel your struggles as part of the transition because their priority supersedes yours. Ironically, outside of a democratic republic like we have here in this country, that is what a dictatorship is. Because of the election process, because in 43 days you get to go change your elected officials regularly, to go hold them accountable for their disrespect towards you, because we have that ability, you have to show up in force. And it's not going to be enough to just show up and vote and wear your sticker and put your Facebook post up that says you voted. It's not going to be enough to do that. The actual effort and the necessity of being involved and engaged right now is what actually makes the difference. I'm going to do a quick Google here while I'm talking, but early voting in Illinois is starting very soon. You can go to the polls and you can cast your ballot so that you can be heard and you can start getting other people to the ballot box so that there's no excuse to not be able to do it on election day and 43 days from now. You need to get people involved and engaged right now. You need to be able to talk to people about issues that matter. Listen to what matters to them first. You don't have to be, you know, explaining to them like the big smarties in the media explain to us, oh, it's not a recession. We're not calling it a recession. Well, of course you're not, because that's a bad word. You don't want us to call it a recession because that reflects poorly on you. Well, yeah, so does the actual real economy. So does the idea that spending $3.25 on gas is somehow or another a sweet find these days. Americans know this stuff. They're aware of it. We've got an understanding right now that the economy is bad. And even people on CNN are saying it could possibly get way worse.
Look, I'm calling it a take no prisoners economy. And the investors, homebuyers, car buyers, companies, maybe even workers, no one's spared here for now. And this is in the global fight against inflation, right? Global central banks are jacking up interest rates. No end in sight there until high inflation is vanquished. The Fed has done it now 5 times. The Fed chief himself acknowledging the Fed's medicine will be painful, Erica, for everyday Americans, for consumers, for borrowers, even workers. He says, I wish there was a painless way to do that. There simply isn't.
That's Christine Romans, the chief business correspondent for CNN, folks, saying it's going to be painful for Americans. It hurts right now. We can't sit around and, you know, I was speaking at the Hope Clinic for Women in Granite City, who ironically, I had a man who messaged me who came out to that event yesterday. And I wasn't very descriptive when I talked about on air what the Hope Clinic for Women was. It's an abortion facility in Granite City, Illinois. He was thinking it was like a women's shelter. And I should have been more clear, but I was very glad, and he was glad that he came out to be a part of a rally with like-minded people to try to end abortion in Illinois. But you talk to people, real people, who are experiencing the hardships and the difficulties of Joe Biden's America. He has had his fingerprints on. He has his fingerprints on the history of this country now. He has 40-year records when it comes to inflation. He can't even admit that that's difficult for the average American person. But you have people out there that are hurting in a whole host of issues. And every issue, every single one that gets presented to the American people, that gets presented between neighbors when you're speaking with them across the fence, when you're talking to people at Little League games or at school functions or at church groups, whatever it is, whatever these issues are, you have two sides of the issue. And the two sides aren't the Republican side and the Democrat side. There's an informed side, and then there's the other side that works to misinform, disinform, or keep you from being informed and remind you that the other guy is Hitler. I mean, this is the actual conversation that is taking place from prominent people in the Democratic Party. I know plenty of people who are Republicans who I would consider to not be informed on the issues. They just are Republicans at heart. They've always been Republicans. They're probably always going to be Republicans. They don't take the time to inform themselves on the issues to the extent that they can carry a conversation with somebody who disagrees with them, maybe for the same exact reasons, because they've always been Democrats. They've always voted Democrat. They may always vote Democrat. That's not a place to position yourself to make a difference. I know a lot about these issues, and I still can find it just jaw-dropping that somebody who has spent the time to educate themselves on a particular issue doesn't see it my way. Well, that's because we have different experiences. We have different life perspectives. We have different responsibilities in our current lives. But the only way to cross the divide that people who are in elected office don't even want you to be able to see across. They want the divide to be so big that you can't even recognize that there are people on the other side looking across towards you, asking you about, why is it that you believe that? How could you possibly see it that way? That's an opportunity. That's when you get to open up with a discussion where you get to indicate to that other person that you do care about their existence more than the fact that you're standing on such greatly divided opposite sides. The issues that are important to you may not be the issues that are the most important to them. Listen to them. Listen to what is important to them, and then talk to them about why you see what you see on your side of the issue. And it goes both ways. The worst thing that can happen to an establishment government, be it Democrat-controlled or Republican-controlled, the worst thing that can happen to those people is that folks like you and me talk to people on the other side of the aisle without having them have that power and that influence on controlling how that conversation goes. Because right now they do. They've got the cameras, they've got the microphones, they've got the social media. In many cases, they can police what is allowed to be spoken on social media, what is even allowed to be discussed on social media. We've experienced that here on this show. We push forward and we deal with it. I'm sure you've experienced it as well. A lot of people want to police what even gets to be discussed. Have those conversations anyway. Talk to people who you generally wouldn't talk to and listen to them. Spend the time engaging and listening. And see if anything changes. See if there's a difference that is made. See if you end up caring more, understanding that person more without working to try to persuade them. And maybe they'll listen to you. And maybe they'll understand you more. The divide closes between people in this country when we push the politicians out and we have that conversation here amongst voters. And we make our own difference. And we prioritize people over politics. It's time that that happens in this country. It's time that it happens in the state of Illinois. It's time that it happens in the state of Missouri. That's what makes us strong. What has made America strong has always been you and me and people who vote. That's what matters. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Wiggins America, we're going to talk a little bit about stats on the labor force, mental health, and drug use post-pandemic. Are we still recovering, or is this the new normal? We'll talk to Ryan Wiggins about that when we come back. Vote in the YouTube live chat poll. If you were with us when we started YouTube, I think we had some audio issues. We fixed them, I think. So come back. Come say hi. Leave a comment and make sure you vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Will the GOP's commitment to America make a positive difference for Republicans in the midterm? Yes or no? Can't wait to hear what you think about that. Ryan Wiggins in studio when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.